I am Sakaar, master of the supernatural. Through time and space, I bring you Afro-Sheen conditioner and hairdress. Its oils and conditioners help shield your natural from the evils of the elements and help hold back the demons of dull dryness. Unveil the luster of your hair. Bring your natural out of the ordinary with Afro-Sheen, the cosmetic forces behind the supernatural.
Check us out on JTOLmedia.com and on Twitter at JTOLmedia. Check us out on Facebook at Just Thinking Out Loud Media and the Nerdy Black Chick Talk Radio Show pages.
You are listening to
Just Thinking Out Loud. You are listening to Just Thinking Out Loud, the podcast where the nerdy black chicks talk about news, politics, entertainment, pop culture, current events, and of course, general ratchetness. I am Lavinia at She Be Showing Up on Twitter. And of course, I'm here with my co-host and my fam, Abujada Rising.
Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, welcome back. I almost forgot what the hell we talk about.
Yeah, you kind of did. What was that? What was
like news,
and,
politics. We just talk about a bunch of shit.
We do.
We cover it all. And it's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you.
Without a dope beat to step to. Okay.
I was going to say a podcast to step to, but okay.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't do beats.
My bad.
I'm not Dre.
Okay.
Podcast by Shebe.
Oh, okay. See? Now, you know what? All that mixture is kicking in right now.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a rough time for the struggle cast. This has been like my struggle-o-meter has been through the meter for the struggle cast that you know as Just Thinking Out Loud. Because I'm so ashamed of my computer equipment that I'm not even going to explain it. It's bad.
It's really bad.
Right now, it's one of those I'm like, okay, I'm afraid to move because if I bump the table, it's going to be over.
Oh, God. This is terrible. Now, I know y'all didn't know this, but we struggle so much. It's bad, people. It's really bad.
It's bad. So the situation is Stitcher hates us. And if you are listening to us through any other means besides Stitcher, you are up to date. Anyone who is subscribed to us through Stitcher thinks that we haven't done a show since August.
Oh my God, that's bad.
I have uploaded our last show a couple of times, and it still hasn't updated. Okay. I sent an email to Stitcher and said, hey, what's the problem? And they said, nothing. I have not heard back from them. Somebody put roots on Just Thinking Out Loud.
No.
The laptop, boom, boom, pow. The microphone is fading away. And I'm just hoping this episode actually makes it to the weathersphere.
Me too.
This just might be for us.
Oh,
that would be sad.
No, that would be sad. Don't say that. We're going to stop this now, and we're going to move forward. We're going to push forward on a positive vibe, and this struggle cast will make it to the airways. the pod ways.
Says the chick that ain't got to fix it when it's over.
I got faith in you, damn it. That's how high my faith is in you. And I've seen all the contraptions. I've seen it all. And I, you know how Jesus, he turned water into wine.
Oh, she be wet. I'm about to take my stuff and just be like, throw my podcast on the altar.
Oh,
that means you to lay hands.
See, the Pope was in town, and we did not go up to D.C. or NY or Philly. We should
have
went.
I know, like, we are the worst. Like,
we never
do it. Looking for Just Thinking Out Loud to be your on-the-scene correspondent, to forget about it.
Mm-mm.
If I can't look out my window and, like, see it, I'm not going.
We are live from the couch, ladies and gentlemen. And we are making sure. But you know what? They have shows that people don't ever leave. What the Talk Soup and stuff. That's the kind of reporting we do. Live from the living room.
Yeah, we report on other people's reports.
There you go. And we tell you our spin. So, but I mean, we could really use some Pope juice this week.
Speaking of Pope juice. So I'm really, you know, usually we do the whole way you can reach us, but I mean, segue, I really had to do this real quick. A Pennsylvania congressman, a Democratic Pennsylvania congressman, after the Pope spoke to Congress,
mm-hmm.
swiped the glass that mm-hmm. the Pope drank out of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yes, and decided that he was going to take a swig.
Wow.
So, you know, with all the popely Pope juiciness that was backwashed into that glass of half-drank water.
This is not right, what's going on in my head right now.
Representative, whatever his name, the black guy who tips, and my other podcast, the Esprit News podcast. They each do a kind of like guess the race or black or white.
Oh,
kind of.
Lord.
So, black or white, guess the race.
White.
How did you know? I mean, no shade, white folks, but we ain't doing that shit. You just ain't.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not. Like, the first day of school, I gave my kids the speech, you don't drink after nobody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You don't eat after nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So this man grabs the, no, he didn't grab it. He swiped it. They said they caught him, like, on camera, like, picking it up with his thumb and his finger. So it wasn't like he just went, picked it up, and was like, ha-ha, I got myself a glass of Pope juice. No, he gonna swipe it real quick, take it in the back, took a swig, because he figured he was gonna get blessed that way.
Yeah.
He stole the glass.
How do you do that?
Get a Pope blessing from a stolen glass of half drunken wine. Wine. Water. I guess it could have been wine. Pope drank from it. Maybe it was wine by then. I don't know. But anyway, so what does he do? He gives it to his wife.
Oh, Lord. Bonnie and Clyde.
So she could have a swig, because, you know, get that blessing. Then he lets a staffer and his wife, or a couple of staffers or whoever, know about it. And what do? They dip their fingers in it.
Oh, no.
So I guess they must, I don't know. I'm imagining that they dip their fingers.
Sounding.
I can't make this up, okay?
And you know what song is playing in my head as you tell this whole story to me? Nelly's Pimp Juice. Pimp Juice.
Pimp Juice.
You know how the peacock. Oh, God. No, they weren't swirling and swigging and sharing the Pope Juice.
The Pope Juice. Yes, they were, girl. So anyway, so they dipped their fingers in it. I would imagine they did that so they could bless themselves with it.
Okay.
What does this man do? He says that he took the remaining water and, I guess, bottled it up or whatever.
Oh, come on.
So that he could take it home to his grandchildren.
Oh, no.
That's right. He is going to take
A stolen
glass of water that the Pope's been sipping on. throughout this speech.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, I'm no shade to the Pope, because I imagine that he's quite hygienic. I'm not saying no shade to the Pope of Pope. I'm sure he's quite clean, because cleanliness is next to godliness. And he keeps it fresh in his white digs. So, I'm just saying that I bet you if you ask him, he'd be like, nah, because that Pope seemed pretty cool. Like, he's seen some things in his life. So, he's like, nah, I wouldn't have done that. But
wait a minute. Okay, so I don't understand. Is this one of those, because I'm not Catholic, I've been to plenty of Catholic services in my day. Is this one of those goblets that are all decorated, or this is literally a bottle of water?
And I think it was just a glass. They didn't have no goblets at the damn Congress. I think he just had himself a glass of water.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't one of those gold things with all the
it wasn't
ceremonial cup.
It was Dallas.
This is why I'm thinking.
See, there you go.
Gugetto don't go to church, y'all.
It was just a glass of water. Probably like a little small glass.
Oh, like they have up there. And this fool stole
presidential glass of water. Yeah,
now, why did y'all think that the staffers, y'all really trust this man this much to know it was the Pope's water? Like, that's nasty. By this time, you done brought it. You done stole it, smuggled it.
Yeah, like, I didn't even think about that. Like,
you just took his word for it.
Prankster.
Right. This is Pope's water. Who knows? This man could be a freak. Obviously, he's a freak. I mean...
Well, I mean, the most upsetting part about it is that he took it home to his grandkids. Why? So they didn't drink from it after the Pope then drank from it. You drank from it. Granny drank from it. The staffers then put their dirty ass water.
Fingers all
dirty fingers in the water. Mm. Huh? Oh my gosh. Like, I would hope that the news hit before he got it to his grandkids. Because if I'm... Mom and Dad, you're not staying over at Grandma and Grandpa's house for a while. I don't care if I need a day to myself. I don't care if we need date night. You're not going there, because I'd be doggone if you're going to be drinking Pope and finger water. Look it up. It's real. I didn't make it up. I promise.
It's really nasty, though.
So, back from that sidebar, you can follow us on Twitter at JTOL Media. I posted that story at our water cooler, which is the place on Facebook where them nerdy black chicks just talk about stuff. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. I think we bipolar. You gotta realize it's two of us posting stuff, so we just post whatever pops into our feed that we like. I want to share this with my folks.
I think they're gonna love this, and then we don't even see what each other post.
So they'll
be like, "We'll post the same thing."
Like six. I love y'all, the nerdy black chick fam. Y'all put up with a lot of bullshit with us. Because I've looked on there sometimes and be like, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Oh, I've seen this before.
Yes, but that's our water cooler, folks. You can find us there.
That is the Nerdy Black Chicks Talk radio show page on Facebook. And also, Just Thinking Out Loud Media on Facebook is where we update with our newest episodes whenever we're able to record and upload them. I know, it's sad. And you can follow me on Twitter at SheBeShownuff. That's SheBeShownuff. And Bugetto Rising can be found where?
You can find me on Facebook, people. Facebook at Bugetto Rising, and also on Instagram. And remember, if you follow me on Instagram, I will follow you back and like your pics. There you have it.
She's gonna sing about it. Just Thinking Out Loud is a musical now, y'all.
You messed my head up with this Pope water.
I'm looking at my glass of water right now, like,
I know, I'm looking at my water bottle like,
I don't think I want it anymore.
No, I don't want it. I'm looking at it thinking about stale Pope water that's been passed around. Oh, no, we love the Pope. The Pope was in town, people. And had all, he has had crazy effects on people. I did not know about that story. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how blessed they feel. We'll see what happens when it's time to vote in that congressman's district. Mm. So, Pennsylvania, check out who's repping you.
I got to see a picture of this guy. This is funny.
Yeah. The Pope was about an hour away from us, and he was 2 seconds from me because I was watching him on TV. Mm-hmm. And he was on CNN nonstop. Like, you would have swore a plane club crashed somewhere in Malaysia. Not since a plane crash has CNN paid more attention and dedicated more time to one subject.
Oh my God.
Pope Francis came over to the Americas and America went wild.
Yeah.
They love them some Pope now.
Oh, we love the Popes. I didn't know how much we love the Pope. I mean, this was a whole everyday, all day extravaganza that I have not seen, like you said, since that damn plane went missing. And it was bananas on every channel. All you could do, and I mean, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm spiritual, you know, in my way, and I believe in God and the Catholic Church. They got their issues, but, you know, I have no beef with the Catholic Church, and I was happy. I loved Pope Francis when he got chosen, you know, the whole little smoke ceremony. I remember years ago, I watched this.
I remember you talking about that. You were all excited about it.
Yeah, I was excited. I don't know why. I'm always excited about that type of stuff. So, you know, I watched the smoke come up. I'm anxious, excited, happy. So I've been down with Francis since day one. Ride or die, but even I was like, damn, they still talk about him? Like, oh my God. There's no other stories going on right now?
Apparently not. And they had him up and down the East Coast. I felt bad for him.
Me too.
I felt really bad.
He's probably 70-something years old.
Well, he was busy because he was up in, he was in D.C. talking, and then he was in New York talking, then he was in Philadelphia. I didn't know that he was going on like a full Upper East Coast tour.
Yeah, it was like a tour. And then not only did he talk, he had to ride around real slow, kiss a ton of babies. You know.
Oh, sidebar. Speaking of kissing babies, did you see the picture of Donald Trump kissing a little black baby?
Oh,
who
God.
The hell is letting these strangers kiss their children? Cut that shit out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that was really disgusting. Well, see, that's the other news that happened this week while the Pope was in town. That story about Trump is actually pretty funny. But because he was supposed to be at the black something or some black members of something group. And it was like 5 black people there. And it was like 20 white people. And then the rest of the room was empty. And CNN put him on blast. But because everybody was talking about the Pope, it didn't go as viral as it should have. It was hilarious. But the one black woman who brought her black child. I mean, where did they find this fool? Anyway. Yeah. So back to the Pope. So anyway.
Might as well gave him a glass of Pope juice.
I know.
Just stick it in the bottle. Drink it.
These people. So yeah. But the Pope. When he first got to D.C., I got to say that the first thing is first. The first family represented. I know I posted that pic on my page like 30 times on Nerdy Black Chicks on my Instagram. They looked fly. It was a very nice welcoming for the Pope. And I was like, wow, the first family, they killed it. Welcome, Pope. This is America. It was awesome.
They always deliver.
Yeah.
That is why, for the Nerdy Black Chicks, Just Thinking Out Loud Media, October is what?
Oh, I had a sip. It is Obama Month. Woo!
Obama Appreciation Month.
Yay, yay. That's what you guys say. Obama Appreciation Month.
Obama Appreciation Month. Appreciation? Oh, Lord. It's happening.
They're playing that music for you on the other
countdown,
side.
Countdown.
Music. Uh-oh, this ain't going to last. We're going down fast. All right. Let's speed this up here.
Yeah, anyway, so the Pope had effects on everybody, but most importantly, most importantly, John Boehner. Mm-mm-mm. The Orange Man himself. Mm-hmm. Was back there sobbing. As Morgan Freeman said in a scene on Shawshank Redemption, he was sobbing like a little girl.
Yes. Oh, God.
Lord, I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit. I don't know if he just had this come to Jesus moment. I don't know what came over him, but this man was just touched.
He's a big crybaby anyway, but he was bawling. Like, he really had a breakdown. And this is the thing. You know, I'm not, like I said, I keep reiterating because y'all didn't hear me like the seventh time I've said this shit tonight. But I'm not Catholic. But
you're not Catholic.
No, it's what? A shock. But this Pope is really, you know, I really like Francis for what he stands for. He's like really about the people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, you can tell certain people, whatever religion you believe in, if you're Muslim, you're Christian, if you're whatever denomination, there are certain people within whatever faith you're in that really do have a connection with the higher power, with God. And they're just holy beings because they are really prayed up or what have you. And this man was this close to John Lion Ass Boehner and broke him down during his speech to the point where the very next day this man resigned.
He was like overwhelmed, overcome by emotion. Now, he was a Boehner was what, an altar boy. So apparently it's been his lifelong dream.
Oh, wow.
So he's been trying to get the Pope, like, come out here. Who was the last Pope? Benedict? Yeah. Pope Benedict was the last one. The one before him was John Paul II. Mm-hmm. Where is Pope Benedict? How the hell? He just retired from popedom.
He just was getting old, right? He was really in bad shape.
Yeah, but they don't usually retire.
No, he was the first one to retire, I think. Well, I mean, do they die in office? Is that what happens usually?
Usually, yeah, because they were like waiting. Because when they when Pope John II died, that's when the gray smoke. Don't laugh. I'm telling you the truth.
When he was
sickly, he was. I remember that because my grandmother was watching it, and he was real sickly. And you just kind of waiting for that gray smoke. Once that gray smoke, you know,
It's not good. Because the white smoke is the good smoke. When the white smoke come out, you know it's a new Pope. That gray smoke, oh, Lord, it's going down.
Yeah, it went down. Mm. So, anyway, where were we? Okay. I really got to stop doing this.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's fix it.
Schizophrenic podcast, episode number 4.
So, John Boehner had a breakdown and decided, because the Pope really was like complete everything the Republicans have been standing for all these years that Obama's been in office, like everything that they've been anti, the Pope is pretty much for. So he's like, look, feed the poor, free health care. He's about climate change. This Pope is all about, like, we need to save the planet. And the Republicans have been denying climate change. Like, they're still doing that shit. So for him to be, like, the Speaker of the House, he's, like, the head of the fucking Republicans, and have his idol come down and basically, like, smash.
I give him the read of his life.
Oh, it was, like, the best read. It was that low-key read where he's not even looking at you, and he's talking about something, you know, and if it was me, I wouldn't. And Boehner's back there, like, breaking down because he's like, God, it's me. So, the motherfucker quit the next day. And then decided to, on the news, he went and made the rounds on Face the Nation and called out his old Republican crony buddies and called some of the conservatives in his own party false prophets.
What?
Shade.
Spill that tea. I know all about it.
He said, my name is John, a.k.a. Judas. And I'm done with y'all bitches. I've been redeemed.
You know, I ain't missing my ticket to heaven. Fucking jaw.
I know. You had people stealing water. He couldn't wait to stabbing motherfuckers in the back. But the Pope had an effect on people. And it was a good one. It really was. Well, sort of.
So this John Boehner says that the Pope's arrival really didn't have anything to do with him, his decision to resign. He had planned to resign last year, but held off. But you know what? The Pope may not be the reason why you're resigning, but it's certainly why you're doing that shit in 30 days.
Yes.
He got expedited.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? He came and like he started spilling the tea. He was like, look, you know, I got to admit, a lot of the stuff we have been doing to be obstructionists basically never had a chance in hell. We were just doing it to be assholes. Now I'm just doing a little bit of drunk history myself. I'm saying it the way I'm sure he meant it. You know, he's like, look, we've been assholes. We've been the party of no. A lot of stuff we've been doing we knew wasn't going to work. We were just being dicks this whole time. So now I'm coming clean. I was wrong, and I'm not about this shit no more. He said the shutdown's coming that they were planning on doing about Planned Parenthood. Not going to do it. He said, it's the last thing I do. We're not going to do it.
Well, he said, and I quote, the Bible, now, he quoted the Bible.
Mm.
The Bible says, beware of false prophets. Mm. And there are people out there, you know, spreading noise about how much can get done. I mean, this whole notion that we're going to shut down the government to get rid of Obamacare in 2013, this plan never had a chance.
Ooh, that's
so in other words, he was saying that the Republicans knew that it wasn't going to go nowhere. They was just bullshit.
Yep. Ain't that some shit? And when you admit something like this, there should, honestly, there should be some repercussions, but we knew it all along, but he really came clean. He could have kept that shit to himself because he knew he was wrong from jump. But that's that come to Jesus moment the Pope give you. When you sit behind Pope juice, it spill on you. That's it. You gonna cry, admit a whole lot of stuff, and you wrong, and everybody come clean. They don't know what to do no more.
Well, he did name one name in particular.
Oh, who did he name?
Ted Cruz.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Said it, this is from CNN. Asked specifically if Cruz, a GOP presidential candidate, was a false prophet. Boehner didn't dispute it. He even pointed to his comment at a private fundraiser leaked to reporters later that Cruz is, in fact, a jackass.
Oh, damn.
She said, you can pick a lot of names out. I'll let you choose them. Like, I could see him sipping tea.
I know he's sipping tea. I see it. I picture it right now during the interview. Like we doing now with our tea. With his damn
name. Name and name, I'll tell you about it. It's like, do tell. So, I mean, this is good news for apparently, I guess what, the Tea Party? This is exciting for them because they've been wanting to get rid of him because he doesn't lean far to the right enough for them.
Yeah, because he's kind of been like, you know, he hasn't been playing their game or he's tried to play their game. I don't know. It's the Tea Party is the devil. And clearly the Pope pointed that out. You know, they're the real devils. So,
you know, they ain't liking the Pope right now. Like,
oh, no.
Pope ain't nobody.
Right. Right, exactly. So
all that pomp and circumstance. I know he's so glad to be home. I ain't never going back over there again. They don't know how to just do shit. Like, this is a simple man. We already knew that he was a man of, like, simplicity. So the best thing, really, that they could have done was, like, I don't know, let him have a concert in the park.
Yeah, some people in the grass, you know.
Yeah, like let him just meet. I mean, he's washing people's feet. He's touching people who are suffering from terrible skin disorders. Like, he's doing things that is what you read about Jesus in the Bible. This is the person that is actually, like, doing the things that Christianity is supposed to be, not this fake-ass Christianity where you pretend that you're the best Christian because you're keeping gay folks from getting married, but I digress.
Well.
I'm a Christian, but I don't think poor people should eat.
In the hell with this damn planet anyway. You know, take me to the upper room.
God can make another one in 7 days if he needs to.
this Pope, you know, these Republicans who idolize somebody like Putin, who invited Benjamin Netanyahu over here. When the Pope shows up, they really, really had met their fucking match. And he one-upped them just by being good, which says a lot. Like, he's just doing the shit that a good, like you said, what they say they are, conservative Christians, and they believe in God, he's actually doing it. And it pissed them off this week. I mean, you know, I never checked in with Fox News. I should have. I could have seen a couple of their faces crying or some shit. Like, he ain't nobody.
Exactly.
He ain't nobody anyway. When's the next Pope coming out?
Yes, it was the next Pope.
Oh, yeah, the Pope shut it down. Oh,
He's going to be around for a while, I would imagine.
And the other thing people were talking about a lot is he was in the Fiat. And people were like, I love the pretentious reporting of CNN when Anderson gets in his particularly, and I'm not trying to be offensive, but when he's in his, like, when he's talking about a topic that he thinks is really cute, and he's in his, like, gay man mode, and he's just like, look at how small the Fiat is riding up the street. It was so cute. Like, who would point that out? Like, no one's thinking that way.
It ain't no smaller than the Pope Mobile, which was what, like a little glass case on a forklift.
Look at these massive cars off on this itty bitty car down the road. I'm the Pope. I was like, Anderson, you're blushing. We can see, like, just relax, Anderson. Anderson,
calm
was
down.
Ball.
Calm was, down. I know.
He had some wind blew up his little skirt. He was. So I like the Fiat too, Anderson. You go, girl. Yeah, we enjoyed the Pope. The Pope shut it down. I was glad he was here, man. And I know he's happy to get the hell out of here because they worked the shit out of the Pope. Like you said, they took him on a... Because he went to Cuba first. He was in Cuba. Then he went to D.C. Then he went to New York. New York was so busy. I mean, he was blessing babies. Then he got to Philly and did a full-out, like, rock show. So, man, Pope Francis, you earned some R&R, man.
I'm surprised that folks weren't, like, mad at the Pope for being so divisive. Like, the Pope went to Harlem just talking to the brown and the black people. So divisive.
You know they were thinking.
Talking about poor people. That's so divisive.
Right. You know that's what he was thinking, but they couldn't say anything. They might have said it. I don't know, because we didn't get any other coverage but just where the Pope was at that moment. So.
All right, well. I hope he's getting some rest tonight. Today. What is it? It's over in Italy. He's up now.
Oh, okay.
He's up doing something. They get up early and start praying.
Oh, good for him.
Mm-hmm. Pray for me, Pope.
Yes.
Pray for the podcast.
Pray for the podcast. Oh, okay. So that was good. That was a good thing.
All right. So, I guess we move on to Ben Carson. So this this meme.
Shit. Going down.
This is bad.
Going down.
You know what? I think we're just going to take a break right now.
Okay.
Take a break. Give me a minute to get myself together.
Put some water on your face over there.
Get it together. Make sure my stuff is still plugged in and everything's still working. And yeah, we'll be back on the other side. Check us out.
Come on. Pimp juice. I think I need to let her loose. Let her loose. She only want me for my pimp juice. Not my pimp juice. I'm talking no pimp juice. I think I need to cut her loose. Yes, I do. I'm in that 74 coupe.
baby, I got a lot of the Luciana ain't a problem for Papa. That's all you want then, baby girl, I'ma holler. Cause you wanna put your feet on my rug, don't you? You really wanna put your feet on my rug, don't you? You're in a hurry. I don't like how you acting. Treat you like you're from Milwaukee, singing Green Bay packing. She like my pimp juice.
Take your pops on?
I think I can.
You don't mean that.
Give me the stick. Be careful now.
No, you only like 2 months old when I laid it to you.
Give me that dollar bill. Let me show you this shot. Uh-oh, only one person in the world can do this.
Pimp juice is colorblind. You find it whip on all color crazy kinds. From ages 50 right down to 9. The Merv Nellyville and I won't resign. Watch me recline, cause you wanna put your feet on my rug, don't you? You really wanna put your feet on my rug.
Okay, so we're back. Recently somebody posted a meme where you have the picture of our president and the first lady. It's just head to toe slayage from that state dinner, last week?
Oh my God, yeah.
No, let's not talk about it, because if we do, we will not leave the subject.
Okay.
We will gush during Obama Appreciation Month.
Right, right. So just, we're going to briefly mention that they, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm over here bowing. You can't see me, but they killed it. They looked amazing. So the meme was created.
Yes, there was a meme, and they were like, I'm Barack Obama on that side, and I have DirecTV. And on the other side, don't laugh. You're a terrible womanist, feminist.
I know!
And on the right side was Ben Carson and his lovely wife, Candy, that said, I'm Barack Obama, and I have cable. And Ben Carson looked okay, but his wife, she wasn't ready.
No, she wasn't ready.
Wasn't ready.
That was the night that they came out, right? Is his announcement?
I think that was the night that he announced when he brought out the homeboy choir and Eminem.
I was trying to think of a song in my head. Why did Jesus Walks come to my mind? But that wasn't it. But damn it, yeah, it was that night. So,
yeah, that was.
That was that night. So basically,
she has on this. Oh gosh, I gotta look at this picture again.
Me too. That's what I'm doing.
She had on what, this polka dot like A-line pleated skirt.
God, you know.
She was looking very patriotic.
She's red, white, and blue, though. She's red, white, and blue.
Yeah, she's looking very patriotic, but she wasn't looking very first lady.
I just pulled it up.
Don't laugh. Okay,
and you know what?
This is the problem, though. That's the problem, Bujato.
Oh, man. Don't say my full
you
screaming.
You are laughing when this presidential race is not about Candy Carson. It is about Ben Carson and stupid shit he says.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely 100% right. But when you look at the meme, it is funny.
She had no business.
Who told her to wear that?
I'm telling you, Ben told her, because he really doesn't want this. He does not want this. He's going to say some more dumb shit to hopefully slip, because I think he was like at number two at some point. And then Carly Figueroa, whatever her name is, I don't care. She's a liar. So
speaking of her, did you see the stage fall on her head this weekend?
Oh,
See, nobody saw that.
I was focused on the Pope. We've got the sky is falling.
That stage fell on Carly's ass. But anyway, sidebar. Back to work.
Okay, so I guess we had to find that clip and post that in the Black Chick Talk radio show page.
Mm-hmm. She was at a campaign event, and not the back. You know how they have like the long curtain, the fucking long.
Somebody put roots on you.
And her homegirls, though, they gathered, they grabbed her real quick. So when it fell, they tried to break the.
Oh gosh, she had like Kevin Costner out there and diving across there in that slow motion, like when Whitney Houston was like, "Huh?" He comes diving across the stage, and her mouth is wide open, like, "Oh!" Yeah, that's great.
I'm gonna have to post that.
I gotta watch that movie.
But back to Ben.
Just that scene. Like I said, he does not want this, okay? He already told you he really doesn't want to do it, but God's telling him to do it. Mm-mm. And I think he's, like, sabotaging himself.
He's like, come on, God, you playing with me. Come on.
He was like, Candy. She's like, what should I wear? What should I wear, honey? You're like, you know that dress you wore to your mother's house? The other one. No, the one with the gravy stain on it. That one. That. We want to let everybody know that we are down with the people.
Regular folk here. Get that patent leather belt out, girl. Get it up. Just wrapping around. Wrapping around yourself.
Can I go get my hair done? No, you got some sponge rollers, dude.
No, you didn't. Now, I done saved my hair many day with that damn sponge roller.
You still got a little bit of that Miss Cool 5 setting lotion?
No, that blue magic.
Get that paper, wrap it around your ends, get that in paper. Get you some sensible shoes. We're going to go out to Kmart and get you some new sensible shoes.
It's not right, you know, because I'm staring at it in this bad because this is the time that, you know, Michelle kills it. When they do their thing, their steak dinners or whatever, they kill it. But she really turned up the sledge. I mean, it's unfair. It's really unfair. You can't pick these two pictures and compare the two, but damn, it's like the worst possible outfit you could be caught in.
Like, where was the stylist? Where was family? Where were friends? Where was anybody?
And because you know your husband's announcing you're gonna run for president. You know that damn tramp Iyambola, whatever her name is, Donald's wife. You know she had on the skin tight all white. You know she came ready for TV. You know you're gonna be on national TV. You know, and this is the thing. It's not fair. And as womanists, you know, we should point out. You know, it's not. You know, like. Really, like, trying to, well, yeah, we're laughing, but it's not about, like, you know what I mean? We're not always perfect, whatever, but it's not about, because some people I saw on Feminist Thing, I saw on TheRoot.com, this is not funny. It's funny. It is funny, but you have to know, as a woman, as a life partner, this is your man's biggest job interview. You are going to be on TV, honey. You're going to be on TV every minute. They're going to be taking pictures of you. And no, you can't be camera perfect every time, but the day he makes the announcement.
Exactly.
You can't come with the polka dot skirt, bitch. You can't do it.
Polka dot skirt, the white.
Oh, the old ass.
Pantyhose.
And the white shirt that you wore to the usher meeting. under damn Ben's just a sweater vest, his jacket.
I mean, side by side, they look like, okay, that's Dr. Ben and his secretary. Like,
not the new secretary. This is
the one, the first one, like, from
when he was struggling
30 years ago when they first started.
Right. This is bad. And in all fairness, people were like, you shouldn't be talking about what she's wearing. But they done came for Michelle many a day. So let's not act like this is because people are like, well, that's not fair. It's off limits. They made Michelle an angry black woman on a cover with a fucking, they gave her a gun and they painted her a caricature in like military boots or some shit, made her face all crazy. They have been coming for Michelle's looks from day one. So, I mean, if you're going to be in a spot like this, I'm sorry, but you got to be ready for it. So,
They even gave her like pictures where she's got like a half kind of monkey face or whatnot. Yeah. So, yeah, they came for her. Hell, I mean, let's be real. George Herbert Walker Bush's wife, they done called Barbara Bush the postman more than a billion times. Like, the entire time he was in office, they compared her to the Quaker Oat Man. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Ben, you should have known. Like, I absolutely 100% fault you and whoever your campaign... your campaign manager. Like, your own personal... Olivia Pope-like person. This is somebody who looks at you and say, nah, don't.
Nah.
That's why I said he is, like, just sabotaging his own campaign.
Because there had to been a moment before all this happened where they saw the family and they were like, wait a minute. Y'all about to go on TV. Stop playing with me. I know you ain't coming here like that.
She got this olive oil look. She got the swoop bang and this thing going on in the back. And she looks like somebody's teacher, not a first lady. Definitely not somebody like you're going to be going to what? If you become president? Well, okay. I guess once she takes office.
Hypothetically.
Then somebody.
With the style. Exactly.
Once he takes office, let's just say he did. That there's going to be somebody that's going to style her. Although I just don't.
I don't see.
Like, I just really don't think he wants to. He just doesn't.
I'm going to agree with your self-sabotage. Maybe that's what's going on. Even though, like you said, he's gaining. He's right behind Donald this week. Because Donald's been making some mistakes this weekend. And people been coming at his ass.
He's not even really trying. He's saying every stupid thing he could possibly say. And stupid people. So, I guess.
Right.
Ben, if you really want to lose this thing, you better holler Black Lives Matter.
Hell!
And you better throw a more than yours at the end. You really want to lose. Look, if God really wants you to be president, you say that. And if you still remain number two, then I will believe that God has called you to the office of presidency. If you get up there and you say, Black Lives Matter more than all y'all raggedy asses, and you still become president, Ben Carson, I will say, look at God.
Won't he do it?
Won't he will?
Won't he will he? That's an empire. Won't he will he? Will he won't he? Won't he do it? Yeah, I'm gonna let me alone. Oh yeah, Empire's back, people, and it's good. But anyway, yes. So the meme, it happened. It was terrible.
Yeah, like, you know, it's a shame that, of course, women, we're going to get all the scrutiny of looks because they were hard on Hillary the last go round.
Mm-hmm.
They were hard on it. They were like they blew her face up so you could see
every wrinkle.
Crow's feet and everything. Like, she just looked tired and dogged and down. So, but Donald Trump, like, he don't care, but he looks horrible. He's very unattractive man who just I guess his money is what makes him attractive.
Nothing makes him attractive. It's that he got money. Got money, you don't have to be attractive, and he got plenty of it.
Well, I'm just saying, I might have to use some of that money to buy me something to get through it. I'm going to be on some sort of cocktail daily.
She looks like she's on some cocktails. She's a few of them, because I know she's something, but her eyes don't really never open all the way up. I've never seen that bitch where she looks fully like she's there. And where is Baron, their child? Anyway, so we ain't gonna bring the kids into it, but anyway.
No. So, you know, just step it up. Candy?
Come on, Candy. Get it together, y'all. Make B for B.
Now, if you come to the next function looking like that.
Then I'm going to start asking Ben to leave your ass at home. leave her home.
We're going to start a GoFundMe to get you a stylist.
Oh my God, people are going to be so mad at us. We are horrible women tonight.
We're terrible, but whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. It is what it is. Be ready. You know how they say when you go to the job interview, dress for the job you want. You want.
That's right.
Lady, when you show up on the day your man is announcing that shit, be ready. Period.
I mean, he was.
He had the choir and everything.
Like they forgot that part. He's like, you got the choir? Check. You got the suit? Check. You
they
got the
suit?
Check. Where's your
Where's
wife?
Andy? She's at the office. Get Oh, that's today, honey? Oh, my God.
I was still in my bathroom.
You know, I'm in here with these kids. I'm at the office. I'm a principal at the colloquial school. Can someone pick me up? What are you wearing today, Candy? Oh, I look nice. I'm fine. We had a staff meeting. Candy. That's what you wore to work today? Honey.
You could at least took the white hose off. Are they even all the way hose? Are they thigh highs? Damn it. Hope they won't roll down. I had the nerve to want to have a woman this rant later.
Oh, we gonna still hug you, won't we, Willie? Will we, won't we? Because we are black women. We keep it real with each other. I'm my sister's keeper, and if you come out here with them damn holes on, we are gonna have a problem. You said we have a problem.
Exactly. Don't let me come out there looking like we are just deprived of lotion.
No, I'm gonna tackle your ass. It ain't happening. And if don't. I go out there with that bang with the one, remember we little kids, you rolled with
that tight bang.
Yeah. If I come out there, please slap my ass. Make me go back in the house. We
that
are
that would be the next look. If he is really trying, if he really is trying to. If he's really trying to sabotage himself, I imagine she's going to come out next time in that long jean skirt with a little slit in the back.
Oh, no.
And a wide belt.
Wide belt. We need to stop talking.
This is going to be a full jean dress.
With a pocket in the front.
Yes, and bedazzled studs and fringe.
Oh, God. I can't do this stuff.
Ben, you don't want this. Just give it up.
He's playing with us, y'all. He playing. Oh, God.
Okay, so Planned Parenthood funding is used as yet another bargaining chip for the government. So all you people who was like, you know what? Let's put the Republicans back into office again. Because the first shutdown wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that first shutdown?
It was terrible.
Remember it? Remember D.C. when you didn't have trash pickup?
And all my friends who have government jobs was home and they was like, this ain't funny no more.
Let's do that again.
Right. No,
get to the polls. Let's do it again. Well, guess what?
It's bad.
They're trying to do it again. Because apparently, Planned Parenthood is a headquarters in Area 52 or 51 or wherever that shit is, where they're taking live babies and they're harvesting their parts. What the hell kind of freakish movie script are y'all reading from with this?
Well, you know what they had the Acorn style video edit done, where they showed the lady. One of the, I guess, a Planned Parenthood worker talking to someone. There's an undercover video where it's, and apparently it's heavy edited, but it's, she's talking like she's selling baby parts and shit. They just cut baby parts out. We get all the teenage mothers down. We get you a fresh baby heart and some lungs. You know, they just, the way that it came across edited was really nasty, and the Republicans pounced on it. And this is the reason to shut down government. Because they want to shut down Planned Parenthood once and for all.
Because they're harvesting They're harvesting baby pods.
It's not that we're laughing about.
So maniacal.
It's funny because it's just, you know, this is just ridiculous shit that they latched onto this one part and they're going crazy with it. And today they had a hearing, a 5-hour hearing where they fucking grilled the lady who's in charge of Planned Parenthood. Congress, the Republicans had like a whole, and Elijah Cummings was there too for some reason, but the Republicans had like a hearing where they grilled her for 5 hours, and I just so happened to be watching Rachel Maddow tonight, and the shit was straight hilarity. I wish I had known this was going on earlier, because I would have hit you to it, and we could have had a good ass laugh. Apparently, this shit blew up in their face. Today, Congress was trying to, they were winking at her and cutting her off. They cut her off for like, they asked her a question. She tried to answer it, cut her off so bad to the point where the moderator person was like, Congressman, can you please stand down? And they were like, no, I won't stand down until I ask my question. Well, the high note was the end where there was one, and I gotta pull up an article because this is so funny. Well, apparently the guy who was like the head of the committee, he was asking the hard questions at the end, and he would not be stopped. You know, he was going on, and he was gonna have that moment, the gotcha moment, where apparently he had pulled out a diagram or picture of Planned Parenthood like funding, and he's like, isn't it true that Planned Parenthood abortions have skyrocketed while breast cancer checks have gone down? And she's like, no, that's not true. And he's like, yes it is, I pulled this from your very own website. And she's like, no, I never seen that before. And then someone whispers to her, and then on the diagram it says in like little small print, from American Conservative. So wah, she wah, said, wah. Actually it comes from Americans for Conservative Justice. He says, that's not ours, that's from it says from American Conservative, blah blah blah. And the motherfucker cuts off his own mic. He's like, no, never mind. And turns his mic off. It was perfect. It ended on the best fucking possible note ever. So she basically explained how Planned Parenthood does all this great shit for everything, and abortions are really a small part of it. And I mean, today blew up in their face. With John Boehner saying he's going to step in the way of the shutdown, I don't see how the Republicans are going to pull it off, but they tried it. They did try it.
They tried it. You know, it's the whole proverbial throwing the baby out with the bathwater, yeah. Right? So you've got all of these other health benefits like screenings and contraceptives and education that's provided to so many Americans, but y'all want to talk about the small part.
Yeah.
So it's like, y'all really, it's just another blow, to be honest, at poor folks.
Yeah, basically.
Poor folks, taking a stab at poor folks and their health. So the last big government shutdown threat, which actually turned into reality, was over, again, Obamacare, right? Mm-hmm. And who benefited most from Obamacare? Like, women.
Mm-hmm.
Benefited the most. Poor people benefited the most. Your black and brown people we benefited from it the most. Same thing with Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
So here we are once again with the same demographic being held at this bargaining chip over government. Bullshit. Getting tired of it. Like,
it's all bullshit. And no matter how often you point out like how limited the amount of money actually goes towards abortions, they keep harping on this as being the fact that this is the only thing Planned Parenthood does. The representative that I was talking about, who you guys got to pull it up, it's hilarious. Representative Jason Chaffetz from Utah, Republican from Utah, he started the hearing off talking about Chavez kicked off the hearing with a tearful opening statement, explaining that the loss of both his parents to cancer was what indirectly caused him, was indirectly caused by Planned Parenthood.
Huh?
Yes, because Planned Parenthood received federal fundings that should have went to cancer research. And that's when he...
What?
I tell you, this shit was Republican gold today. I mean, these motherfuckers brought out their worst behavior. You know the song? Worst. They were on their worst behavior today. All guys, all asking these, just saying the most obnoxious, irrational shit. He literally said his parents' lives could have been saved had it not been for Planned Parenthood.
Well, it also could have been saved had it not gone to, I don't know, like, infrastructure, had it not gone to to the your representative's paychecks.
Yeah.
While they don't go to work, like, it's just, that should have been a thing. They ain't coming to work but like a third of the damn year. That's where all your money's going.
Right.
Be mad at them. They ain't even doing nothing. They ain't even working for their paycheck.
Oh, yeah, these fools. Wow. They will not stop. I mean, it's crazy. And
So we defund. Let's say we defund Planned Parenthood. So what's going to happen to that teen pregnancy rate that had been steadily going down over the years?
Yeah.
Going right back up.
Well, what about the whole, you know, like, people go there for other things. They go there for, you know, a sexually transmitted disease checks and, you know, like you said, prevention, pregnancy prevention. They go there for breast exams. They go there for other things. When you don't have health care and, like, you know, mostly the poor, you can go there for your annual GYN. So they do other things. And if you take this service from people, like, you're really basically, like you said, attacking the poor again. Where are these people going to go? They're going to end up going to emergency rooms again. And anyway, who's going to end up paying for it? Us. We're going to pay for it in the end anyway. Because one way or the other, people are going to still have sex. People are going to still need condoms, contraceptives. People are going to still have diseases that need to be checked. They're going to still need these services. So getting rid of Planned Parenthood, you're just sending millions of people to other places where we're still going to have to pay because they don't have insurance anyway.
And while they're talking about abortion is the number one killer of black babies, it's like, well, let's see. Pregnancy rate is down, though, in great thanks to Planned Parenthood. Those abortion rates way down.
Yeah, and you know, please don't act like black. I hate when they do that. I hate that when that's the focus. Only people, I mean, I know people that are both black and white that have had abortions, but when I went to College Park, you know who was popping abortions like fucking Tic Tacs? White girls.
Oh.
And yes, they have fucking health care or wherever they go to get this stuff done. It's always demonized, like we're like killing off our generations because that's what black women do. We just want to kill our kids off. These are hard decisions. There's been a hashtag going around. I don't know if I would ever gone this far. What is it? Hashtag your shout out your abortion is going around to take away the shame from, you know, people who've had to have abortions or had miscarriages and whatever. I mean, I'm not saying I would go that far to hashtag something like that, but I mean, please don't make it. Don't shame the poor. Don't shame black people. Don't shame minorities. But this is what this always ends up being. And that's what this is.
So keep Planned Parenthood alive.
Yeah. Let people get their services. Damn it.
Please. Because, you know, them STDs.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't go to the free clinic, where are they going to go?
Right. You mean you let the people have the services because there's, you know, like it or not, your kids are out there having sex. They want to get condoms. They want to get contraceptives. Girls want to get on the pill. And this is kids, girls from all backgrounds. It's not just black women or, you know, there's poor white women out there who need these services, who have two or three kids and want to get on the pill, want to have protection and things like that. So let people family plan. Don't block, y'all. Please don't block.
So what is this supposed to be? I guess it's like this big moral initiative. Is that what it is?
It's allegedly morals. But the Pope told y'all, nah, y'all, these hoes ain't loyal. This is not about morals. Don't try that. The Pope already called y'all out last week. We know this shit is not coming from a pure place of, you know, it's not coming from a good place.
Oh, gosh. So, is it over yet? Is it over? Are they still fighting about it? Or?
I think they're still fighting about it. We'll see what happens this week.
we'll see. Once again, women's health hangs in the balance. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're just women.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, free the nipple. Damn it, keep the nipple. That's try to get some of that preventative shit. Yeah. You can't keep that.
That's what we're focused on. We'll come back to the nipple. Can we just
bring it as long as you can keep it? That's the first thing.
Can we have our own vagina? Can we get our vagina back, please? Can we? Is it all right if y'all step outside
bring back
of our vagina?
Bring
back our vaginas. See, we turn back into womanists. Look, give us our vagina back. All right, can we make our decisions here?
Exactly.
With this thing. We know
I'm always trying to tell us what we can. Stop trying to control. What is it? It's like this control over women. If you control the cooch, you control the woman.
Yeah.
It's almost like their way of dragging women by their hair out the cave.
Right. Because you want to say, this is the thing, Republicans are so backwards. They care about, the most important thing to them is the life of the unborn child. That's what they claim. That's what they campaign on. That's what they talk about. But then when the baby gets here, they don't want to give you any services. You're just another person living off the government. So they hate you when you come out of the womb. But in the womb, you're the most important thing to the Republican Party. And it's all for votes. It's all for show. None of this shit really means anything. And if you really care about people, you want to help that little girl while she's out there making the decision and she wants to go to Planned Parenthood and talk to somebody before something happens. So let's work with the people we got walking around the earth. Let's try to help them first before we throw all our ducats into unborn children and preventing abortions. There's other stuff going on. Let's help the people that are here now.
Well, we just bouncing back and forth, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. This is what... Oh, okay.
Because I'm not sure how much longer that
okay, well,
my equipment's going to hold up.
Right.
I think we'll take a quick break, and we will have one of our womanist rants.
Oh, yeah.
Got to do it. So we will be back on the other side.
Illuminating all that she touches, I'm the sparrow. A modern day Joan of Arc, a Mia Farrow. put you in a razzle-dazzle. Her magnetic energy will have you coming home like Lassie, singing, ooh, shock it, break it, baby. Electro, Savista, funky, lady. We the kind of girls who ain't afraid to get down. Electric lady, don't scream out loud. Electric lady.
Last week, like, I was, what was I watching? Because somebody, I remember Jay came out and said, the Emmy's on. I was like, I ain't watching that shit.
Yeah.
Of course, the one night I don't watch.
Mm-hmm. History happens.
It's the one night when history happens. And there's this glitter all over the damn stage from Black Girl Magic. Just,
yeah. I missed it too. I don't know what I was watching, but I said, damn the Emmys. I think I was watching Black Ink Crew or something like that. I'm watching Black Ink Crew.
What was that? What was I watching? I don't know. Next thing you know, everybody is abuzz because the beautiful, the wonderfully talented Miss Viola Davis won a historic award. She's the first Black woman to win, what is it, lead actress in a drama.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, what else? Ozu? Oh, gosh.
We're terrible. You know, I'm a girl.
Crazy Eyes. Orange is the New Black. She had a historic win. She won back-to-back. This year she picked up one.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Regina King. After how long has she been in the game? She was Brenda.
God.
Before she was Brenda in 227, she was on What's Happening Now.
Wow, yeah.
And she finally won one, which was Best Supporting Actress in a Limited Series or Movie. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So we got three wins. Three wonderful, wonderful wins. The ladies were gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Viola Davis get her win, and she gave an awesome, awesome speech. Like, there's no sense in us even playing it or even repeating it. You should have all heard it by now. She gave a quote from the Harriet Tubman movie that she's, what, producing, directing? Well, she's behind the camera on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she basically said that, you know, in context, because I heard somebody was ready to say, oh, no, she's wrong. No, she wasn't wrong if you are paying attention to the context. And she basically said that the only thing separating black women from white women on the acting level is opportunity. It's not that we can't act. It's not that we're not able to. It's not that we cannot fill all of these different roles and that we don't have depth and range. It's just that the opportunities for a black actress for so many different roles just isn't there. They're looking for white women for the most part.
Right.
I mean, you look at that Exodus movie. You can't even get black. Moses' wife was an Ethiopian.
You can't get
a Cushite. She's black.
You can't get black people in a movie in Africa. You can't. You can't get Africans in a movie in Africa. You gotta.
Angelina Jolie played a biracial woman. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. That's how they do us. So the roles just aren't there. This is the reason why I think a lot of us have not even been watching the Emmys or stopped. I refuse to watch the Emmys. I don't think, I mean, I'm sorry I missed. I did go back and watch her speech and I was very proud. Taraji P. Henson was in the audience. All the sister girls, the girl, what's her, Olivia Pope, Kerry Washington, all of them were, you know, in sync with sisterhood, tears rolling down their eyes. This was their moment. It was the Halle Berry moment of this era when Viola won. She gave a stirring speech, and I mean, she kept it real. She said, you know what, if we have the same opportunities, the only thing that separates us is the opportunity, and we don't. 67 years of the Emmys. I think that's how long it's been going on. I'm not
60 something.
Yeah, 67 years, and with all of the talent that's been going on, because I lost my train of thought, but that's what I want to say. In 67 years, with all of these talented black actresses and actors that have been going on, let's stick with the actresses because I don't know the stats on that, but all these talented black women over the years have been overshadowed, have not even been recognized for the great work they've been doing because we haven't been given the opportunity. And so Viola gets up there and gets a great speech. You know, and the way I was feeling, because I said I'm not watching these. I'm sick of sitting here watching this shit. We've been watching for 67 fucking years, get passed over every year or skipped over, not even put in the categories, not even looked at. So it's put to the point of you can keep your little crummy ass award. That's how I'm feeling. You know, but it is a milestone. It is something, an achievement that we all should be proud of. But somewhere, somehow, some people can find fault.
So we are going to award our Millie Award. Man, we've just been having them.
Yeah.
These Miss Millies. Miss Millie School of White Feminism 101. How to be mad and shed white tears when a black woman succeeds. Mm-hmm. So this chick named Nancy Lee Gran, who is an actress on General Hospital, said on Twitter, oh, you know, I really wanted to like her speech, but she really should have let Shonda Rhimes write it for her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she also said that, you know, I've been doing this fucking 40 years, and she got an award, but she had to share it with Debbie Morgan, who was a black actress from All My Children. So when she did get her award, she had to share it with her sister. So she's already salty about that. Mm-hmm. I guess something about Viola getting it just and for her to actually go out there and say what she said struck a chord with her. Mm-hmm. And, like, she deleted all of her tweets. I know because I retweeted them with whatever shade I could mix with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking and all I see is this tweet is unavailable. unavailable. But that's okay because I'll redo my tweets with screenshots.
Bam!
They in my phone. I knew she was going to take them down eventually because she got dragged and deserved the dragging that she got.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets out there and she's mad because Viola made it about race. It's not about race because all women are struggling. All women are having a hard time finding roles. Meanwhile, I posted a picture of the cast of General Hospital where you have all white women and I saw one brother in the picture. So tell me again how hard it was for a white woman to get a role on General Hospital, Miss Millie Mayer.
And did she say some more ignorant shit? Did she say something like, "And you know, I would have fought for these people"?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, that's white feminism 101. You claim that you would have marched. It's like, bitch, you couldn't celebrate. Where the hell were you marching?
You couldn't celebrate.
You couldn't even clap your hands. But you marching where? Get out of here with all of that.
Yeah, I don't know what these Millies are thinking, but the age of Twitter and social media lets these Millies let out their true feelings, and it is the most disgusting. Like, your insides are rotten, bitch, if you can't be happy in the moment. Or if you, like your mama said back in the day, if you don't have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. And your rotten ass insides could not let you see this beautiful black woman win her award and tell the truth. And she should, and she had to do it. Viola had to do it, because in 67 years, you skipping over all these black women. Black women don't have the opportunities. We're not given these roles. Now all of a sudden, we're the thing. We're on shows, we're on TV, and we get acknowledged and awarded for our talents that we've been had for years. She had a duty to say something. She had to. So she took it there. Like Harriet Tubman, like you said, she's producing Harriet Tubman. She pulled up, she said something about Harriet Tubman. She said, she kept it real. And this Millie could not take that shit. She wanted her back in her fucking kitchen, working or cleaning her house. And because that's what she wants to see black women do. She does not want to see it as competition, because we know, given the opportunity, we will outshine. And that is what we've been seeing lately.
And that's what went down. She was so mad and so hurt by the dragging. She was sobbing tears all over Twitter. Y'all are being so mean. Haven't I always been good to you people?
I've always been good to y'all people.
Oh, gotta use the Millie voice. I've always been good to y'all necros. I would have marched for y'all.
I would have. What kept you from doing it, bitch? Don't say the would have.
Would have. You can do it now. Like, what's stopping you? Then she was crying. She was like, I apologize a million times. I'm so sorry. And then she kept talking shit after she apologized. That's why I said, you know what happened? I think her publicist, like, somebody said, you know what? Look, woke her up out of her sleep. They said, look, your girl Nancy, she's out of pocket. You need to rein her back in.
Yeah.
And she said, look, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put these tweets out there for you. And after that, go to bed. Don't say nothing else. What happened? She gets up. She sees people are still dragging her, and she keeps on running. She said some shit about her Harriet Tubman, like, digging tunnels. Like, it's just an award. It's not like she was digging tunnels. What the hell, bitch? Are you what?
Wow.
But if you would have won an award, you'd have been up on that stage crying. Oh, this is the best moment of my entire life.
Yeah. Viola, meanwhile, has to speak up for 67 years worth of being ignored in an industry where black women are constantly ignored and overshadowed and not given roles. I mean, we have to go with remember, I guess it was last year, we were like, who's the black girl of the season, when it was Lupita?
Oh, we say it every year.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we joke, this is tongue-in-cheek, but this is the truth. Like, we're in an era right now where you have shows that are featuring black women.
Viola is it, girl. We said the first one, when we started talking about it, because for the longest it was Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. For the longest.
For the ever.
Yeah. She was in everything, on everything. And then, like, when we started talking about it, it started with Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington was the it, girl. She was in everything.
Everything. She was on the talk show circuit. She was on every cover of every magazine. And then they wore her out. And then Lupita came along. And then I guess that kind of faded out. And then Tracee Ellis Ross.
Mm-hmm. Has been on everything. Mm-hmm.
She has been everything. And now it's Viola.
Yeah.
So we get one it girl every season.
Right. Think about that, though. That's so fucked up that this evil-ass, hating-ass Millie had to get mad. Like you said, if you screenshot a General Hospital or the majority of the shows you have, it is the norm to see an all-white cast and not even bat an eye, not even think of it. You think of your top 10 shows, like CBS highest-rated shows. What is that show, everybody? What is the fucking... I guess it ain't that top because I don't know it. The comedy with the nerds on it, whatever the show is, or the two broke girls, or your any lineup mainstream lineup, you're going to get an all-white cast all the fucking time. So when you get five black girls in Hollywood, now you mad, bitch, because we can't have our moment. You've got literally like five of us. You got Taraji, Carrie, Viola. Who else? Lupita. Ain't that a fucking shame? Like, you literally, out of all the shows, like, that are on TV right now, that are hits, that don't have any black actors or actresses, we get five girls and you mad. I can't take
you mad. Stay mad. You know what it is? It's because there's nobody who's willing to stand up and put their neck out there for mediocrity. Like, you know, it's like, I've been out here for 40 years and I haven't. Okay, well then maybe it's because you ain't no good. And bitch, ain't nobody going to spend any time on the stage. This is my moment. I'm not going to stand up here and cape for mediocrity. I'm not caping for your non-acting ass. I'm caping for, and it's like, Viola was talking about good black actresses who are out there, who really can, who are honing their craft, and they're out there, but they don't have the opportunities. She wasn't even talking about, like, just any old damn body. Right. No. She's talking about black women who are very well qualified for roles if you can get past the skin color. But this bitch want to try to slide her mediocre ass up and they'd be like, me too. No, bitch, not you too. This award is not for you.
Right.
Slide that. Go to sleep. Apparently she was suspended. Mm. I don't know. I don't watch General Hospital. I thought it was a rumor, but I mean, I don't know if she's on there or not, but something tells me she ain't going to be getting any damn awards anytime soon.
Yeah. But she is getting one award, and that is the Miss Millie of the yes. fucking month.
the Millie. And the Millie goes too. Lord, and then at some point she like claimed to be colorblind. I hate that. I grew up, we didn't have race issues. I didn't see race. It's like, okay, you are how old and you're telling me you've never encountered racism? You a damn liar.
Well, she ain't looking in the mirror often if you ain't seen racism.
Yeah, like you don't see the inequality among the inequality. It's like, okay, like when Patty Arquette was talking about, we need all you black women to fight for us. Fight for us. We need equality.
I can't stand it.
And Nancy Lee was like, yes, yes, bitch. Go. Go, girl, Patty. You tell him, Patty.
God, I can't
take it. Viola got up there and she said, she didn't have to say all that. Well, guess what? It was Viola's moment.
Yep.
How about Patty tried to tell her to sit her ass down?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Patricia Arquette, while Nancy was having her mental breakdown on Twitter, Patricia Arquette said, stop that right now. I'm reading this. This is an exact quote from Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Stop that right now.
Oh my God.
It is up to you for whatever the winner wants to say. It is her win. She is saying something that is proven.
Mm.
Yeah, because Patty got her ass dragged.
Yeah, she got dragged.
This year, so. she saw them bumps, bruises, and scars on her knees and them edges that are finally growing back. And she was like, you know what? Let me make sure I'm on the right side of history on this one. I'm just now getting my edges back in.
She said, don't do it. Don't be like me.
Don't you don't want to be where I've been, Miss Millie? I've had my edges snatched. You don't want to trade places with me. It ain't worth it.
This show has got to end.
That whole night I had to fight.
Oh my life.
I got tracks. Yes, our show's got tracks.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you. I can't with your ass.
But it wasn't just certain white women that just could not take this win. No. But of course, the capes came on. Mr. Black Man, can you celebrate with us? Now, not to say there weren't black men, there were a lot of black men who seen this for what it was, which is a well-deserved win. Viola, you worked hard, you've been doing this, they gave you the award, honey, you up there, and we celebrating with you. But of course, there are some that's going to be like, yeah, it was a historic win, but, you know, what's this, what is it, is it Orphan Black? We got the white chick that's like playing 40 different roles or something. I don't know. She's like, I've never seen the show. I don't know who it is. But there was some white lady who, like, her character is playing other characters within characters. Oh. And so, you know, she should have gotten it. Look, understand this. Black women stay getting passed over. All right? Mm-hmm. Passed over, passed over, passed over. Y'all, they just gonna have to take this damn L. I don't care who this bitch is. That's, she can be acting her ass off. Viola got this, and we gonna celebrate with her on this one. So don't be trying to throw the little shade that, well, she did, and well, it could have been, and I don't think it's right. Fuck it, okay? This is our motherfucking moment. And if you can't celebrate, then shut your dumb ass up.
Why they won't shut the hell up? I don't understand
no,
it.
No, they won't. He won't do
I
that.
Don't understand. Do
and,
I understand?
And I've seen it a few places. I've heard it from a few people and seen it a few places. Like, are you kidding me? Are you really saying that, well, the white chick was better? Are we really having this discussion right
they
now?
They really are doing it. And need I remind you, we're talking 67 years of you. There was not a black woman, you mean to tell me, on TV doing worthy of that award in 67 years. You got to be fucking kidding me. We've been skipped over, passed over, not looked at. So the 1 year.
But it still could have been a white girl better.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Shut up. Don't talk. I don't understand why people have to say you have to interject your personal feelings of it. You, this one time a black woman gets acknowledged, awarded for doing right, or just her talents. Then she is worthy. She did act. This is one of the top rated shows of the year. She earned it.
No, but there was a Millie out there better. Let Miss Daisy anywhere you want to go tonight.
Fucking driving Miss Daisy ass, her ass down.
You want to go to the award show so we can get you an award? I think you're going to get it this year, Miss Millie.
Oh, no, they didn't let that negress. She didn't have no weave in like Yonsei either. Oh, Lord. No, you know that pissed them off, too. Because you know only a certain type of black woman, they like, all right, you know, you can be black, but you can't be too black. This is a real black woman, got the damn award. No, no coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the kind of woman we had on our team. And you would think that all black people would at that moment say, hooray for us, but
like,
no.
Exactly. That should have been like
the one time.
Not a room for complaint. Not a single room for complaint. Not a single hesitation. Not a, but, well, you know, maybe. And then to be like, well, I don't see the point of awards anyway, but that white girl should have gotten it.
But
how? How, Sway? How, Sway?
Oh, God. This is funny. It's sad. Come on, man. We got to do better.
Like, we just cannot have a moment without somebody raining on that shit. Just let it. Just take in all that black girl magic and be like, this is a wonderful thing for us. This is a great time to be a black woman.
Right.
I mean, that is, unless, of course, you got issues with black women.
Well, speak on it.
In which case, I expect it.
And some people, keep it real, do have issues, and therefore you're not going to ever get that acknowledgement. So we need to come up with some awards.
Especially if a white woman's in a running.
Oh, shit.
Lord. They'd be like, I'm Teen Sister. I'm Teen Sister. And got a white girl shirt underneath it. Just in case. Oh, the white girl's on the other team? I'm Team Becky. I'm Team Becky.
Excuse me, sister. Can you please, my beautiful, can you tap that beautiful?
Can you move out the way so I can get to that snowflake? Oh, God. They over there giving these awards all willy-nilly to these nappy-headed hoes.
What was his name? The Preach. Preach from Don't Be a Menace. The one with the kente claw. And he will say the most black shit is ride or die, unless it's a white woman. And then, excuse me, my sister, can you tap that beautiful?
I'm trying to get over this.
And all other issues, you pro-black, unless it's a black woman involved, and it happens to be a white woman somewhere. Then it defaults to the white woman because it's preaching.
By default.
By default.
Default team Becky. He's just a space filler. If a white woman ain't needing caping, then well, we might get a little bit of representation from you.
Oh God!
Don't expect too much though, because as soon as Becky get here,
right? When Becky's back, I'm sorry, sister.
The jersey's coming off. The RBG Brooklyn jersey got to come off. I got to put on my jersey with the big old snowflake on it.
Snowflake, oh God.
That's what we should do. We should start selling capes with snowflakes on them.
Oh, shit. I cannot with you. I cannot with you. We're going to have to put the wrapping up. You're going to get us beat up. The feminists are going to beat us up in.
The white feminists are coming
for us. The white feminists
is
going to get our
ass. The black feminists are coming for us. The black white feminists.
The black white feminists and the snowflake cape award goes too.
That's what I call the white feminigros. They're the ones that can't understand. Why can't Becky wear cornrows and you not get mad? Why can't Becky wear the kente cloth? Why can't Becky call them mini buns instead of Bantu knots?
Leave Becky alone.
Leave Becky alone.
You don't get it. Don't let that darkie scare you, Becky. Come with me.
Don't pay her no mind. Ain't no such thing as appropriation. You came up with them cornrows. That's right. Bodek was the originator. Oh, Cicely Tyson don't know a damn thing she talking about. I don't care if she was born in 1842 and was rocking cornrows back then.
Oh my God.
Bo Derek was the first.
Oh God.
Here, let me put my cape around your shoulders. You look cold. In the meanwhile, black women over there just shivering. Becky got 40 capes on. Becky's
terrible.
Sweating.
Oh,
she got
terrible.
18 layers. I don't need another cape. Here, wear mine. I'm about to pass out.
Oh, God.
It don't matter. They're coming for you. I'll protect you.
Oh, God. Wow.
I've seen it with my very own eyes.
It happens. It happens too.
It happens all the time.
It happens way too much.
I'm telling you, we should go into the cape making business
and start
passing them out. How much money we would have? A blue cape with a big white snowflake on the back. Oh. A snowflake wearing cornrows.
Oh, God.
Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping on your window pane to tell you she's in town. To take all your culture.
Oh, God.
Okay, medicine's kicking in now.
Yeah. It really is. It's time to wrap this up.
I do want to say this one disclaimer, like, understand, we kid Beckys. We ain't against all of you. We know that there are not all Beckys. Hashtag not all Beckys. Trying to rename Bantu Knots mini buns. Not all Beckys is wearing blackface. Not all Beckys is trying to take our culture. Not all Beckys is sticking their lips in bottles and trying to get Kylie Jenner lips.
Yeah.
Not all Beckys, what else? We know. Come on, we understand. Yeah. We kid, we play. We not just kid.
Not all,
back east.
We have to. We wouldn't be right if we don't bring it up.
Well, I gotta say it because I feel like, you know, fragility kind of kicks in, and we do have white listeners, and hey,
if you listen to our show, then you know by now. Damn it, we got to keep it real with the.
We've been talking about your cousins in check, okay? If it's not you, don't be mad, but you know one.
And you know one, and you should have said something, so we shouldn't have had to say nothing. So since we must.
But you know, if we're not talking about you, don't get mad. If you're mad, then you got to reassess and reevaluate.
Yeah.
But if you know we ain't talking about you, you find your nearest Becky, who we are talking about, and you let them know.
Mm-mm. No more. Mm-mm. No more.
Check your Susie Snowflake.
Oh my God.
The name of the show. Susie Snowflake.
Oh Lord.
Did you ever hear that song?
No.
Okay. We did it as part of our Christmas program back in the day, elementary school. We had this girl with dressed up with balloons all over her because she was a snowflake.
All right. I can't do it right now. Don't tell me.
Kylie Jenner's friend had a birthday recently. Her black friend had a birthday. And they bought her a happy birthday nigga cake. And it was like the ugliest cake. They didn't just get her a nigga cake, but it was an ugly nigga cake. And I know this was not on the list of things to talk about, but I'm just looking at my Twitter feed and need some people to understand some things. Y'all need to chin check your friends, your quote unquote friends. When they start getting real comfortable and thinking, you know what? We should get a cake that be like, happy birthday, nigga. Because you know that's how they said it when they were talking about it on the phone. Mm-mm. Now, Kylie went on Instagram or Twitter or something and posted a picture of the cake that she supposedly bought and said, this is the cake I bought my friend, not the other cake. That cake, I would have been completely ashamed of posting that cake. Like, I would have found any image of a cake on Google and not used that. Because you got too damn much money for that little cheap ass tasty cake with them foot long candles on it to be saying that's the cake you got bought for your best friend. At least the nigga cake had like all kinds of garnishings on it.
The nigga cake had garnishings. This is it. We into this show.
It had flowers and leaves and leaves and flowers. That thing looked like a Rose Bowl parade float. It was an ugly cake that had like, it was so shady and had the little happy birthday nigga. And apparently, you know, their black friend that they bought the cake for loved it.
This is, I can't do no more of this. This is just making me angry.
And y'all are the ones that need to be chin checked. Like, we need to chin check you, and if the chin check don't wake you up, then you just need to be punched in the throat. Like, Kylie and all her friends need to be punched in the throat. You need to be chin checked first. And they're like, what? Understand? It's cute cake. Then you punch him in the throat. And then they can't say nothing. Now, like, look, bitch, the shit ain't cute. We ain't them kind of friends. Okay. I'm never going to be your nigga.
Don't tell me you're going to Jenga her ass. Bitch, I'm Jenga. I'm that one in a million kind of nigga friend.
I ain't that black friend. And I ain't about to be that black friend. You damn sure ain't going to put me on your Instagram as that black friend. Because I'm that black friend that will punch you in the throat. Oh. That's the one I am.
Jango. I'm your Jango.
And all y'all black friends that are co-signing this shit talking about, what? It's cool. Y'all need to be punched in the throat. I saw a brother who was like, well, if she's not mad about it, it's not racist.
Well, you know what? This reminds me of Black-ish. Did y'all see Black-ish? Because this is the new fall shows, the Get On It People Empire.
I'm a scandal, so that's how messed up I am right now.
On Demand is my best friend because I work on those nights. I work on Wednesday, so I don't get to see Empire Now, and it kills me that I can't play on my phone when I'm at work because that's what I do when I'm at work. But anyway, I can't during that hour or for the rest of the night because I don't want to hear no shit or see any memes. I want to watch it and laugh. But anyway, I watched Black-ish. I caught up on my shows, and they actually were talking about the N-word. That was the episode. It was about the N-word, and they were breaking it down to who can say it and who can't, and how this generation, the younger ones, like the teens going down, are fucking it up because they letting their white friends use it too much. It was hilarious. You gotta see it. So yes, chin check your white friends. This is not acceptable, people. And this reminds me of, and we're going off topic, but this is would have been the argument about Black Lives Matter and how white, you know, white people have been saying, well, all lives matter, and it's getting out of control. Okay, stop it, white people. You can't say nigga, you can't say all lives matter, because it don't work. Stop it.
All lives matter is the new nigga.
It is. So
this is how it comes. You can't say it.
You can't say it. It comes full circle. Yeah.
You're not allowed.
All right. The show went all over the place. Way.
I'm so proud because my little rigged up situation held out.
It is rigged up.
It is. I didn't bump the table.
Thank God.
Where do you see the pictures, y'all?
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
Y'all, I'm gonna post the pictures just so y'all appreciate what the hell I go through to bring y'all entertainment.
Because when she
free
edits
entertainment, because y'all ain't paying for this.
And when she edits this, my God,
I ain't gonna edit it. I don't care what it sounds like. Y'all ain't gonna. I ain't snatching myself bald trying to make this shit perfect. I ain't doing it no more. The fact that we recorded it is enough.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Speaking of Christmas, here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown.
Susie's gotta go. No,
she had these little white tap shoes on.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
It's gonna be one of those mornings when I wake up tomorrow, like, oh God, what were we talking about last night? I don't know. I should just go ahead and just instantly upload it, like right now.
Oh God, so much hate mail.
Just upload it, just like wow, and then be like, you know what? Fuck it, it is what it is. Like, fuck it, we're going live, and then listen to it and be like, oh my God, I said that.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Oh my God, what did we just do?
Man, are you sick? You let me say that? You let me go on that time? No, you need to be chin checked.
I'm playing the music over here. You just can't hear it. Do, 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 do. The Wrap It Up song. They play at award shows. That's not.
All right, so I'm not sure when the next podcast is coming because.
Or if we are ever. Becky's bodyguards are all waiting outside.
And the capes. The Feminegros and Becky's are out there with capes ablaze.
Yeah, so. Until then, if we ever come back.
If we ever come back, we will do our best to keep bringing you the Nerdy Black Chicks take on shit going on.
That's right.
And we told you where you can follow us, and we hope that you will. Oh yeah, we got a voicemail number, although again, you can leave a message if you want to. There's no guarantees that we will have a show to air it on. Because I'm at a point now where I gotta fight my laptop every 5 minutes.
Gosh.
Like right now the screen is black, so I'm hoping it's still recording.
Girl.
It's black again.
Oh God.
It's blinking, so I think it's doing something. Okay, so if anybody is in good with the Pope, please ask him to send up some prayers for us.
If you got some of that Pope water we were laughing about earlier.
I should find the congregation. He's in Pennsylvania. Either we should ride down to D.C. or go to Pennsylvania and say, hey, look,
can we get some of that dirty finger?
I ain't drinking that shit.
We're going to bless our computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me just pour it on my computer.
You really see how.
You really see if it works. Now, if this water makes it work instead of shorting my shit out, I know.
Days ago. Days.
Days ago. Days ago.
We gotta go. This is terrible. I know days. Is that the train? Did the train just go by? All right.
I'm a hobo. I'm recording live from the tracks.
All right. Damn it.
That's how you know it's late. The 1 o'clock train is here.
All right. Yeah.
We don't have a midnight train.
At the 1 o'clock train.
It's a black train. It comes an hour late.
Oh God.
All aboard.
Oh God, I can't.
Midnight train is coming at 1. Really, I'm gonna have a headache tomorrow. I was like, oh God.
Oh God.
All right. So we hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Tell your friends, let them know, like, if we don't have a new one yet, there are archives, so check out the archives. Stitcher, I don't know, I guess they gave up on us. Something about us, maybe. Becky must run Stitcher, because they ain't trying to have no new-ass episodes of the Just Thinking Out Loud podcast on Stitcher. Mm-hmm. Maybe something will change, maybe not. But you can find us on iTunes, TalkShoe, Podomatic, Spreaker. Spreaker's been uploading us to YouTube, so check out Just Thinking Out Loud. What's it? JTOL Media on YouTube, and you should find our podcast there. You won't see us, but you'll see the podcast.
Well,
any other words before we close out?
No other words. That's it from my end.
Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock in the morning, so we just gonna say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, goodbye, and good night.
That's us having a short show.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Good morning. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Like I said, I'm not editing this.
Just throw it up there. Just go live.